Okay, here we go. This week's podcast, Tales of the Whales, which is probably not going to be the most exciting and elevating one we've done.
Well, we could try and make it exciting.
We could try, but I don't like to have to try. I was going to say rapidly deteriorating. I think that's a bit over the top.
And it's deteriorating.
Yeah. So even when I'm at this stage, she's still correcting me.
Got to get your grammar and enunciation correct.
This is what happens at the end. One of the worst things is the feeling of sickness and bloatedness and everything else that cancer gives you towards the end.
Yeah, you have been feeling a bit tired and sick quite a lot.
Yeah.
And also we've had a bit of issues where your skin on your arms has been really like delicate and tissuey for quite a while, but now your legs have gone all like that too. So the dog's jumping off the sofa, just catching you a tiny bit, and it makes a great big skin tear. And so we've had to have the district nurse. Well, that was a nice highlight, having the lovely nurse, Katie, who's very pretty, come around and bandage your legs up.
Yeah, and Jess, was it Jess or Emma?
Emma.
Yeah, they were very nice, weren't they?
Lovely.
Yeah.
That Katie came this morning because you got her here on false pretenses,
no,
really.
No, I did not. Why did you say that?
Because you told her
No,
that...
I didn't.
Okay, you did.
I said my leg was wet, and it was.
But only on the inside.
And she agreed.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. I put a picture out of my bruised leg, which is not the one we're talking about. I bent over and...
That happened?
Yeah.
That was just from bending?
I bent over sideways to pick something up and something gave way. And I think it must have been a ligament or something. It doesn't hurt other than a bruise.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look so good, does it?
And you've been sexily zooming around on a Zim frame since
then. Oh, don't let's talk about that.
Well, it's been good. That was so nice that we got that. You've been making good use of it.
Yeah. I can walk between the sofa I'm sitting on, my bedroom and the door. And
the front
that's
door.
About it, yeah. Although this week I had a lovely day with my brother, Keith.
You did?
We went to Hythe and I tested out my mobility scooter. See, my voice is gone completely. I wasn't going to talk about this, but it's the same thing for presumably all of us who get to this stage. I mean, this is 120 whatever.
119
podcasts we've done. That's a couple of years. And I've gone from being fine, really, haven't I?
To not so fine.
To not so fine. And the thing you have to take into consideration is, sorry about my voice, is that you're probably not going to get much better than this. And one of the most debilitating and depressing things there is I wasn't going to talk about this because it'll embarrass you, is when you have to ask somebody help you to go to the loo.
I don't mind.
Or wash you.
I don't mind. That's what I'm here for. And you do it in a very dignified way.
How can you, when you look like you look with cancer, do anything?
Oh, honey. Oh, dear. Don't stop me making it. This is being very tragic, and we mustn't be tragic. It is a horrible situation. It's very sad. But we just, I mean, you know, you're still here. You're still here now and you can still walk the bedroom and stuff like that. We haven't got to the commode stage yet. Come on, let's look on the bright side of things.
Yeah.
And,
you know, if at this rate I could just put an injection in my arm or leg and just drift off peacefully, that would be great. All this argument over it, I wish people would shut up. I know what I want to do. Oh, don't cry.
Oh, dear. This is dreaded. This is not a good podcast, is it? So, I'm going to think of some upbeat things. So, what I try and do...
I can still work occasionally.
You can. And what I've been trying to do, because it is hard to handle seeing Hugh going downhill, which is what it is, really. So, I try and look for, like, funny things. And so, when you go to bed now, you're very particular about... how you want things, how you want, you know, the shutters have to be at a certain angle to within a millimetre. And
oh, no, they don't.
And you have to have everything in certain positions, which is really fine. But the other day you did make me laugh because you also wanted the door at a certain angle. And I wasn't getting it in the right angle and you were on the bed.
So I could reach it.
And you were like, no, no, there, no, there, no, no. Oh, for goodness sake, just pass it to me. I can't really pass you a door.
I'm sorry if
that's
I'm
hinged
a bit...
to the wall.
That's the other thing. You just get grumpy. And if I'm not getting any better, then I should be able to do what I need to do. And that, this whole discussion about right to die is being done by people who've got basically the majority. No idea what they're talking about.
But I think you've got every right to get a bit grumpy. Of course, I mean, who's going to be in a jolly mood with what you're going through? So I totally understand if you want to be a bit grumpy, it's fine.
Yeah, the thing I miss most is that we can't just go for a wander around the shops.
No, wandering is not a thing. Or even a wander around the garden.
Yeah.
But we'll have to just do a pot around to the front door and back.
Get in the car. Even that hurts now if you go over a, which we've got millions of.
Oh, the potholes.
The people in charge of potholes should all be ashamed of yourselves.
I know, because they don't think of poorly people being driven.
No.
And you accused me of doing it on purpose as if I was aiming for the potholes.
I was joking. I was not meaning it in a serious mode. I didn't get to go to work this week because of all the injuries I seem to have acquired in the last few days.
Well, I think you just didn't feel well enough, did you?
No, but next Friday I'm definitely going to be there.
You are?
I am. Because I miss it. But, you know, it's just, it's become so draining. And it's really nice because all your friends, all your old friends ring up and want to come down and...
Yeah, you've got your diary is full of people who are coming to visit you now over the next month, which is going to be lovely.
Well, I'm not sure. Because you get to a situation where you don't really want to be bothered, which is terrible, isn't it?
But you do perk up a bit when people are here. And yesterday was, this is from a carer's point of view, I went out for the day. I met my daughters in London just for a day and a bit of a lunch. And it was so lovely. And it was so nice to just have a break away from the cancer situation. And your brother came, very lovely Keith, the loveliest man, came in all the way from Winchester so that I could go out for a few hours and spent the day with you. So thank you, Keith. You're an angel. But
I need that, babysitting.
But I think that did me the world of good. I came back feeling quite boosted by that little break. So if you're caring and you can get someone else to just step in for a few hours and you can get out, not, you know, just maybe once a month or something, just for a change of scenery and just something different away from the cancer situation, it's good for you.
It's how you get your head over having somebody wash you and do other intimate jobs.
It's me just saying that. And of course, that's how lucky for me that I can do that. You can't have a day off, can you?
No. No, but, you know, some days are better than others. And you just have to, you know, my bruise on my leg is really painful when I bent my leg.
The nurse has looked at it and they said it's not going to be fractured or dislocated or anything. It's just a nasty,
badly bruised.
Mm. Bradley's having a good old snore behind us there, isn't he?
You are, aren't you, Rattles?
Don't wake him up.
I've got plasters everywhere.
I've had to put a barrier where the dog used to sit behind James's head. I've had to put a barrier of cushions up there now so he can't get there anymore, because that's where he was launching himself from, using James as a springboard onto the floor. And that's what was causing leg damage. And also, your legs are quite swollen, aren't they, from fluid retention at the moment?
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, because you've always had very sort of slender legs, and it's like you look like a different person.
They were my best feature, my legs.
Well, they look good. They still look
good.
They
don't know.
They just look a bit more muscly.
Manly, you mean?
A bit more manly, yeah. I was jealous of your legs before. I wouldn't have minded them.
Anyway, it's not. I didn't mean it to go quite like this. I suppose you have to face everything that happens. And
we're just doing it week by week. And this week, this is how you're feeling, isn't it?
I mean, the week started out better. And it sort of from Thursday went downhill.
Mm.
But hey-ho. Anyway, however you're feeling, you have to keep your chin up.
We should probably put a warning at the beginning of this one that it's, if you're feeling a bit fed up, don't listen, because this is not going to lift your spirits.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I've gone off alcohol too.
You haven't drunk alcohol for about 9 months?
Mm.
What's that? Where's that suddenly come from?
Don't know.
I, on the other hand, think that the glass of champagne yesterday at lunchtime really did help me.
Do you? You said you had a bit of a head this morning.
No, I had it yesterday as well. In fact, I felt better when I had a glass of champagne. So maybe in a minute I'll go and try that remedy again.
Go and have a glass of champagne.
I can make a bottle last 3 weeks now.
And look, somebody gave us, who was it?
Andy.
Andy gave us a bird.
You got very, very birdy birthday present, didn't you? You got a beautiful bird table, handmade, and a lovely bird bath from Gary and Hillary. So the birds are having a wonderful time.
That little one is just gone. I didn't know what it was.
It's good for your ornithology. Spotting.
Yeah. I'm becoming an ornithologist. Anyway, listen, have a good day, guys. And we will talk to you next week.
Yes, we will. And hopefully we'll be a bit brighter. Okay. Bye-bye then.
Bye-bye.